Okay, welcome back to the Beach Court Podcast, where we have Hurricane Milton coming down on us right now, and we will still talk to you about Pokemon because it's what we like doing. But this time we'll be without Maddox. He's not able to join us. He really did want to join us today, but wasn't able to. So we have
I'll
Matthew
be back,
Wood kind of
yes.
joining in for the second time. The first time it was because Parker was in the hospital, and now it's because Maddox wasn't able to join. So, LDS been kind of filling in that spot.
Gotta fill in the gaps,
He's
you
got to fill in
know?
the gap. Yeah, but welcome back, LDF. And
Literally risking his life to be here.
yeah,
Yeah,
literally.
exactly.
Obviously. Exactly. Yeah. So he's up north, safe from a hurricane. Hopefully we'll join you in Louisville. That's the plan.
Hopefully, that's the
Yeah,
plan. That is the plan.
hopefully. But we got a packed agenda for you guys today. We haven't talked about Dortmund, Joinville, or Lima yet. So we'll talk about those results and kind of really think about what impacts to the meta will happen because of that. And then after that, we'll kind of jump into our trivia. Just because Max is here doesn't mean we can't do trivia. Our listeners will be really mad if we don't. So we'll have
True.
Parker and LDF kind of come to it. LDF, I'm not sure how much you listen to the pod all the time, but usually my go-to question is how many EXs are in the most recent set? Like plus or minus one. I don't have that question today, so spoiler
Okay,
alert.
okay. I am ready for anything.
Yeah, and then we'll jump into creating our tier list live with the feedback of LDF and Parker, and then jump into our Louisville predictions. We've got some questions for the group, and then we'll pick what deck we think is going to win. And then you can roast us in the comments below after you press the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's gonna we got a
You
packed
have to hit
agenda.
subscribe first,
Yeah, you got to hit
though.
subscribe if you want to know what deck wins. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. But yeah, let's jump into it, guys. Let's just, see what's going on. LDF, what's going on up north for you, man? You had a League Cup this weekend. I saw you playing some Goldango, some cheese.
Yeah, we on the cheese.
What's going on with the cheese? You think it was a good call, or what made you play that this weekend?
Yeah, I'm just testing for Louisville. I got Goldango up on my list of top picks for the tournament for me. I've played Goldango before to a tournament, done well with it. So it's definitely a deck that I'm familiar with. Wanted to get some practice in. I'm not 100% playing it to Louisville. There are other decks that I am considering also playing, but I do have Goldango on my consideration list, and I thought I'd play it to a League Cup because I wanted to practice. And I ended up getting top four in the tournament. I ended up losing in
Yeah.
top four to my friend Justin on Regidrago. Because both games that I lost, I whiffed a knockout on a crucial turn to go 2-2-2. So, very close games. I think the Goldengo list I had is like pretty good. It's a few changes off of Yellow's list, but it's like pretty similar. And I've been practicing the deck a lot. I really like it. So, might play to Louisville this weekend. We'll have to see on that one. But other than that, I've just been chilling, grinding out content as per usual. Been making a lot of like shorts and stuff on my channel.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot of fun. So it's really just enjoying the content grind. I got a lot of content to make this upcoming next few days to prepare for when I'm away.
Yeah. So the one time there's not a set coming out on tournament weekend, you're joining us. So good to have you, Parker. What about you? What's been going on in your Pokemon world lately?
Well,
You won a cup last weekend, didn't you?
I
Ooh.
did. I won a cup with Charizard, and honestly, it was a horrible experience.
What
I
do you mean? You
got.
don't like Rare Candy Pidgeot, Rare Candy Zard, Counter Catcher, KO?
No, I love that. It just never happened, like not even close to happening once. I got absolutely dunked on by the senior round one. He scooped because he was the only senior. And then round two, me and Lugia went like draw, attach pass, draw like attach pass until one turn. I finally wrote him into a Duskenor, Charizard, Counter Catcher, your Lugia, and it was like behind from there,
Yeah.
actually. But and then yeah, round three, played against Gardy. We both were like I had to call for family for Fez with the wrong Pidgey. And then
Who's
got
playing 50
donked.
HP Pidgeys these days, man?
Yep. It's only because I didn't have the 60 HP one, but it actually just worked out that game.
Never
But
punished.
never punish. And then Exactly. I got donked by Chris round four, went Charmander pass. Round five, I won just barely, but I was like behind the whole time. And then Had actually really good top four games, and then the finals, game one, like he bricked, game two, I got donked again, and then game three was actually a good game. So, I don't know. Zard's super strong, but
Yeah,
like
good deck.
those games were so stressful and awful that I think it took me off the deck for Louisville.
Yeah.
And I've
Wait,
been
hold on. Breaking news. Parker took a deck off of the list of decks that he's willing to play to Louisville.
Yeah, I'm only down to like 19 now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been really liking this turtle deck. I've only like played a couple games with it. It's pretty absurd.
Yeah, Tropico's
Yeah.
pretty broken.
Terapagos pretty
Yeah.
good. We'll talk about Terapagos and all that in a little bit. I did have a double cup weekend last weekend, and I was able to. I walked into a room about 10 people big, which was kind of lucky, but it was because of the storm the previous week. I saw 3 to 4 players with Lugia, and I said, "Cool, we're playing Thorns." So, proceeded to not hit any of the Lugias in the room. I hit two Bolts and a Dragapult. And somehow found my way in the top four, and then I did hit the Lugia in the finals to win. And then the next day, a lot more people showed up. There was like 30 people. Saw some Dragapults, saw some Zards, and I'm like, well, if Rahul's been doing it, so can I. So I switched from Thorns to Lugia on the second day, but I did lose in top eight to a Raging Bolt player.
Meta
Yeah,
manipulation.
meta manipulation.
meta
Got to
manipulation,
win the cup
exactly.
with thorns and switch to Lugia the
Switch to
next day.
Lugia
You
next
both
day.
won cups. If I won, I actually almost won the cup because if I won in top four, my friend would have just scooped me in finals probably. So I would have, we
Yeah.
all would have won a cup this weekend. Dang,
Dang.
I couldn't close it out. I
Almost a
tried, I tried.
trifecta.
I tried, I tried.
But yeah, so I played those decks. Those are just more meta calls than anything. I don't really. I could never play Lugia to a major. I don't know how Rahul does it. Like I'm just sitting there looking at these hands and I'm like, bro.
I played it once. I played it at Pittsburgh last year. Got my winning in, but I will tell you, it is definitely an experience to play Lugia to a major tournament. It's terrible in best of one. The one time I played Lugia to a league challenge last week, and I went 3-3 because three games I just had the attach pass for 2 turns and got like destroyed. So I don't think I would play Lugia to a best of one tournament ever again. Like I like actually just wanted to not play the deck in ever again in my life, even though I think it legit was broken.
Yeah, I mean, and it still is, like you said, it is kind of a best of three deck. And let's transition up now to kind of like reviewing the recent tournaments. I'm not going to share my screens or anything for those who are listening on, the podcast platforms, but we are on YouTube talking up. You can see Parker LDF and my beautiful face. We'd love if you come over and press the subscribe button. But man, Rahul Reddy has been on an absolute tear this year. He has now top cutted three tournaments in a row. He made asymmetrical cut at Worlds, made top cut at Baltimore, and then lost in the finals to Dragapult in a very close set. With the same 60 cards, hasn't changed a single card. He had the tweet that said, "Haven't changed anything since World since my sleeves." Pretty good. What do you guys think about this, Luke? What makes this list so good? And like he's doing so well. Is it because he knows it so well? Like, what do you guys think it is that's making him see the success?
I mean, I think that's a big part of it, just like being super comfortable with what you're playing. Like it is solid, and like if you listen to our interview on one of our previous episodes, he goes through, like pretty detailed descriptions of cards and matchups and stuff. I see that people are finally picking up on his lists, but I see a lot of them playing like still a 2/2 Minccino somehow. I guess they're cutting like bundle in another card, maybe, but like, but definitely like a good list. It's just good.
Yeah, I really like the Raikou. It's the Lugia deck that I've been mostly playing is the Ruhu build. I think Raikou is really good just in general. Really good into Pidgeot, really good into Palkia, good mirror. Comes up in like random situations. It's a really cool card in the deck, and I think that it turns this deck probably from like a more like. It's a little bit more of a toolbox approach because you do have like the 1/1 Chino, you get the Raikou, the hand's weird here, but I think that the Raikou makes the deck a lot stronger because it's sometimes a better attacker to use against like Charizard over trying to set up two Cinchinos to take out their Pidgeot. So the Raikou, I think, does have a lot of value in the deck and it is a very good card. So I'm a big fan of the Rahul 60. I do have Lugia on my list of decks. I might play two Louisville, and I do have Rahul 60 as like the probable like 6 feet to bring to the tournament if I'm gonna play Lugia.
So those keeping track at home, if you sit across from LDF, you could be playing Goldengo, Lugia, or random decks if you're keeping track at home.
Yeah, you don't want to know what my third pick is, though. I'll tell you right now, you do not want to know what my third pick is. It is diabolical.
It's Cloth.
It's not Cloth. Nah, it's I don't
Oh
think my opponents want to play against me. So,
boy. It's
nope,
Snorlax.
not Snorlax. I can't bring Snorlax or Control to a major, but
Yeah, me either. But anyways, let's
yeah.
talk about the rest of the results. So Dortmund, we had Ryuku finish first place with Dragapult, Dusknoir, with the Crystal. Crystal comes out, we see its success and impact right away in the Stellar Crown format. That Crystal card just made it infinitely better, right? Like, we've known that turn two Dragapult attacks are very good. That's why Redudrago has been good for a while. So no shock to kind of see that doing well. Take a look at the rest of the top eight. I got Palkia, Dusknoir, Stefan ran that. Also another good deck. Goldengo in
My
at
boy.
third place, right?
Yep.
Yell's been killing it. What are his results? I know he's got some good results with this deck.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
he's
mean, he's
like
got
literally been playing nothing but Goldengo. I think he got second place in Dortmund earlier this year, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so he got second and third with
The
Goldengo.
Dortmund God right there. Yeah,
Dortmund.
literally is.
We see Raging Bolt, Thorns, Maridon, and Lugia. So the only repeat deck in top eight is Lugia, and Tor just missed out with Therapagos and Dortmund. And we'll see kind of how that transition to Joinville and Lima this weekend. But one thing that sticks out to me about this meta, and I'm curious about what your guys' thoughts are. We had seven different decks in top eight. Do you think this is a healthy, balanced format, or is it more of like a square peg, like this beats that, but this beats that? So like it just depends on what matchups you beat. Like, what do you guys think about the meta as a whole? What about you, LDF? You go first.
Okay. Yeah, I think the format is very rock, paper, scissories right now. I do think we are in a go first meta for sure, though. I can't really think of any deck outside of the turbo decks that want to go second. Like Charizard, usually you wanted to go second, but I think if you're playing Charizard, you have to go first blind now. It's just you can't afford to go second into like Terapagos or Palkia and then just have your entire board decimated. So I think a lot of luck that comes down to like having a good run in Louisville, like unfortunately will probably be how often you win the coin flip. It sucks to say that, but I do truly think that if you're winning the coin flip more often than not this weekend, you're probably winning more games. And if you're losing the coin flip, you know, you're probably not. Now, if you're playing Raging Bolt or Moon or Maridon, you're probably fine going second, but I think that like pretty much every other deck is going first right now. And I think that just losing the coin flip on average with a go first deck is just go, you're going to probably lose the set if like on average. So definitely a go first meta. I think there is a lot of variety though, but the variety is also just like the same thing where it's like these decks all have different game plans, but they're all trying to go first. So there isn't really like, I feel like while there's a lot of variety, there isn't a lot of exclusivity within how games are won right now. It's like you're either going first or you're not. Like, every game I lost at the League Cup this weekend with Goldengo is because I went second. Like I'm going second against Regidrago. I naturally lost that game, but I went first. You know, I naturally win that game. So it's like we're gonna go first meta. That's why I do think there is a lot of stock in playing Bolt right now or Moon. But you know, if you're playing enough, if you're playing a different deck, like you're just playing that coin flip roulette, it feels like.
Parker, what are your thoughts?
I agree with pretty much everything. Like, there's kind of like the archetypes, like Turbo setup, and then kind of like mid game destroy your board decks, and then Lugia. But yeah, it like feeling winning the coin flip is just like it's like busted again, which is kind of one of the things I liked about last format is like it kind of didn't matter if you won the coin flip or not, but now you're just like, well, if I lose, I got to put 17 basics out or else they're all dying to like Dragapult, Dusknoir, all this stuff.
Drago. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's the thing.
getting
Like,
curumed.
yeah, I've seen a lot of like the setup decks like Charizard and Dragapult. I've seen some lists recently playing like four Nessball and four Poffin, literally
Yeah.
because you have to bench multiple Pokemon on your first turn going second, or
Right.
you like just lose the game to like three like Dusknoirs and a Tropigoes.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, at some point we got to figure out how to stop Dusknoir, right? I think it's just the Enamorus. Is that what we've talked about? I think we've talked about this before with the Enamorus. It's like
Such a bad counter, though. It if Enamorus was a one prizer basic, I could maybe see it working, but the fact it's a two prizer, it's like, okay, I'll just like knock it out, take two prizes, and then go Dusknoir. This doesn't work. And it's only psychic energy, so you can only play it in like Gardevoir, which isn't bad, but like it's not worth playing that in Gardevoir. Like, there's just better cards you can play.
So pretty diverse meta. I think your opinions are good. I want to touch on one thing you said, that like Charizard needs to go first now. And while you talk about these turbo decks, while they can feast going second, Parker, I'll start with you first on your opinion. Should turbo decks be going first if they win the coin flip?
I think it depends on what you're playing. Like, obviously none of them like greatly suffer from it, but like I'm playing Bolt, I'm picking second every time just 'cause like, oh, like my opponent started Terapagos, or you know, my opponent, you know, all this stuff, and like the donk potential is always there. If you're playing like, yeah, like Bolts or Maridon or like Moon, I think you should still pick second.
Interesting. What do you think, LDF? Charizard's going first, Turbo Deck's going second.
I 100% like if I'm playing Bolt deck, or if I'm playing Turbo this weekend, I am just going second blind. I'm just screw it. And depending on how the matchup plays out, like if I know I'm playing against a deck that has the advantage going first, then okay, maybe I'll change up my plan going to the next game, and I'm going to choose first this time. So I'm still probably choosing second because it's interesting too. Because like, let's say you're playing against Palkia. And you go second and you get like turn one, like two prize donk, and you win the game at that point. And then your next game, your opponent probably is going to choose to go second, knowing that you're playing turbo. And then you're like, okay, I'm going first. Well, this gives me an idea of whether or not it's actually worth it to go first against these other decks. So I still think you go second blind no matter what. But depending on how the outcome plays out, you can always choose to go second in your next game, or just your opponent is just going to choose to go second anyways, knowing they're against turbo. So.
Yeah, interesting to see what happens and we'll get the meta percentages later when we do our tier list live. Something else kind of like I think it stood out to a lot of people in Dortmund. We saw Turtle not on the graphic day one, right? I think it was like just off in the best of the rest. And day two, we saw it skyrocket to 25, 15% with 25 players in day two, becoming the most popular deck in day two. So its conversion rate was insane. What do you think was the reason for people not playing Terapagos in high numbers to Dortmund? Was it access to cards? Was it not sure of a good list? Was it, we don't think it's very good right now. But then we see all the success, right? So what are your thoughts on kind of like why it wasn't very heavily played in Dortmund?
You want me to go first?
Sure, go
Sorry.
for it. Yep.
So to me, when I first read the card, I was like, this is a good card. It's splashable. You can glass trumpet to it. You can do a lot of cool things. But like, what's the advantage of it going like why not just whatever Maridon's attack is turn one, which you can't with Terapagos. But the way the deck's played now is like you basically go all one prizers and then just like slam it down, counter catcher, set up all your guys and like knock out stuff. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like it's got a super solid game plan, very easy to power up. All you need to do is just Pidgeot for the energy or whatever, and you just go. Like it's good. It's
So you think
definitely
that the
good.
reason why it wasn't played, if I'm paraphrasing you correctly, was people didn't really understand its power yet?
Yeah, that, and then like I was kind of on the train, like, why is this better than like turn one frenzy gouging or whatever? But like,
Interesting.
what is it kind of just is sometimes.
LDF, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Terapagos is going to be probably in the top five most played decks in Louisville. It is coming off of that ninth place finish that Tord had in Dortmund, and we all know the Tord effect is real. Not to mention, there's been a lot of Terapagos masterclasses from like multiple different players right now. That's going to drive up its popularity 100%. Like, it's going to be one of the top decks in the tournament. I'm personally not playing it because I don't want to learn the deck or anything. I think it is a bit of a complicated deck. I don't really feel like learning about it or whatever. And I think that it is still a very good play for the tournament if you know what you're doing. I don't think, like, if you're last minute switching to Terapagos without practicing, I think you're probably just going to get bodied. But it is a deck that I feel like if you put the time and effort in before the tournament, it's probably a good play. It's going to be popular. Yeah, I think it's a good deck. I think that, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's S tier. I wouldn't go that far. I don't think there is an S tier deck right now in the format, but I
Yeah.
think that Tropigos is also very good, and it has advantages and disadvantages over the other Dusknoir, like go fast turbo decks, but I think Tropigos is a good deck, and it's definitely going to be very popular in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's going to be top three most popular, and we'll get into that
Yeah.
later when we finish up our tier list. So let's move on to Joinville. So same weekend as this, so this tournament really didn't kind of like have that meta to go off of. It really was kind of a blind meta for them. They had almost 600 players down in Brazil, so awesome showing there.
Yeah.
We had Lugia take it all the way down with very close to Rahul's list. No, he plays the Wellspring. A 1-2, a 2-2s in Chino, so no Raikou, no lightning energies, no vessel, and that's kind of how they fit that in. But beat a Terapagos. Terapagos was took second and fourth place, and I think the surprise of the top eight, Klof is back, baby. Fighting weakness is relevant again now that there's
Yep.
no Arceus, and now we have Terapagos. What do you guys think about this Klof deck here in third place? Are we gonna see like some success in Cloth going forward?
I think so. Like I think people will just, hit the right matchups and day two with it. But it's not like an auto win versus Terapagos by any means. You can still just like Dusknoir stuff and like it. I've only played the matchup once online and I won as Terapagos, but it's like, it's not like, I don't know. It's definitely terrifying to sit across to.
I mean, they got
As
the
funny
turn
as
one
that is
dog
to
potential
say.
too, right? You go Terapagos
Yeah,
fast,
they
you're like,
definitely do.
all right, sick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Aldi, if you were shaking your head no when I asked the question.
I don't know how that deck, outside of maybe even just barely beating Tropigos, I don't think it's beating anything else. Like, I don't see how it's beating Lugia. I don't see how it's beating Charizard. I don't see how it's beating Palkia, Dusknoir. I don't see how it's even coming close to beating Dragapult. I think it's a cool deck, but it feels like just a deck that you have to run hot, you have to hit the right matchups, and I don't know. It's just, I don't think the deck is that good.
Okay,
I think it's a
Cloth
cool deck.
Electrode has a 52 win percent online with 88 matches. Its matchup data says 61% against Raging Bolt, 64% against Zard,
The Raging Bull matchup, I can maybe see.
52% against Dragapult, 68% against Terapagos, bodying Thorns, bodying Snorlax, losing
Ew.
hard to Gardevoir, losing hard to Drago. Losing heart of Palkia.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm talking about, man. That deck, it loses to all those like other decks, and I don't know, man. I think that deck is like,
I
it's a
mean,
cool deck.
if we think it's a triangle square format, it's just another one of those decks you just like hit the right matchups, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. If I'm gonna play a deck like Cloth that is like fun, I would rather just play like Goldengo or something,
That's
where it's
fair.
like you're having fun with the deck because you're drawing like a million cards, but you're also like a very good deck that actually has a shot of beating most top decks in the format. So that's my opinion on Cloth. I just feel like it's a cool deck. It's fine. It's cool. It's fun for the ladder, but I don't know. Playing it to a major just to me just doesn't sound right. It's not bad. Maybe if Lugia underperformed in Dormant and Joinville, I would consider it a better deck because I just Cloth literally like I don't see how it's beating Lugia at all.
Yeah, I
But
mean, you got the resistance and stuff. That's so
yeah,
tough.
they could just sit
Yeah.
there and tank with Lugia the entire game and they'll just win the prize trade. It's like impossible to beat that in my opinion. It's a
Yeah.
cool deck. It definitely is like, I mean, it is kind of a go second deck, so you kind of get those like cheese wins with like Petron or whatever, but I don't know. I'm not sold on Klof. I think it's kind of a fluke that it did that well, but it's not terrible. Like literally, if you just hit like nine Terapagos, you might get day two, but you're probably not gonna hit nine Terapagos.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the last event since talked about results, and that's Lima. Just happened this weekend. Really great thing to see a special event in Latin America, getting a day two, 308 players. Our own Steven did get what 10th place was it? Or I don't know, he got top 16. One of our friends, Steven,
Yeah,
with
Zach got top
Terapagos.
16 too.
Yeah, Zach got top 16. So some people from North America went down and got had good results, but no one in top eight, which has been a a big point of discussion on Twitter today, if you've been everywhere. We'll talk about that in a second. But Tropicos ended up winning it all. So Tropicos took it down, beating Raging Bolt in the finals. We had four Dragapults in their top eight, a Gardevoir, a Charizard, a Bolt, and a Tropicos. So pretty unique meta with Dragapult kind of dominating there. Is that showing anything, or is that kind of an outlier with 308 players, a smaller tournament?
I think it like Dragapult was like hot off the win in Dortmund, so people were kind of just like, oh, this deck's really good kind of thing. But like the deck is really good, so I mean, like I wouldn't say it's a fluke, but it's like maybe overrepresented. I would also like to point out that Giovanni, the winner, got second in Joinville. So this
Second in
kid is just
Joinville, and then won this.
kid is in the Turtle Club.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. I think it's his first year of Masters, right? Isn't that what I heard?
He looked young.
Yeah,
I don't know if he is, but
I think
there
I
you
saw it
go.
as like his first year of Masters. But yeah, I mean, anything stand out to you, LDF, on these results?
Yeah, I mean, Tropico's winning a big tournament kind of is pretty massive going into this weekend. I think that alone also will drive up its play. Yeah, I'm not surprised to see Dragapult do well. I think Dragapult, even though it did is coming off that like win hype where a lot of people are just trying it out now, I do think Dragapult is like a legit, like actual, like really good deck.
Yeah.
Like I'm not surprised to see it being half the top eight. I think Dragapult is legit that good. It does have a bad Regidrago matchup, but like I feel like it actually is fine into most other decks. Like maybe slightly unfavored versus Lugia if they set up against you, but I think you're beating everything else except for Raging Bolt and barely beating Lugia. I think you're fine into every other deck in the format. It's also just like it's like very similar to how Regidrago plays, where you just have this massive dragon Pokemon by turn two swinging with Phantom Dive.
Yeah.
Phantom Dive is the strongest attack in the game right now, in my opinion. You're putting 260 damage on the board in one turn. It's ridiculous. So I think Dragapult is going to be popular in Louisville. I think it's a solid deck. It's a deck I've been practicing a little bit myself because, I've been considering it myself for Louisville because I like Dragapult. I've won like three cups with like Dragapult before. So like I'm like kind of high on the deck. So that's definitely a deck I've tested a little bit. It is a little like clunky and a little like slow, but like I kind of like the no Pidgeot build because you don't have to rely on Pidgeot. You can focus on your Dragapult, which I think is pretty good when you're trying to constantly chain Pult every turn.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're keeping track at home now, so now we're up to three decks. So interesting. It's gonna be fun.
There's a couple more. There's a couple more decks. Two more decks we'll probably
I'm just
mention
gonna say,
later.
guys, if you listen to the Beach Court podcast, you're getting it all fresh here. And if you're not, you should tell your friends that they're stupid, right? So
Well,
anyways. Anyway, so that's gonna do it for our results discussion. And we'll jump right into our tier list prediction and meta prediction. But before we do, I need to thank our sponsor, Nakama Anime Cafe. We currently are represented by Nakama. We love Nakama. We had some good times last week. And hopefully we can play some Pokemon this Wednesday if the hurricane stays away. And then next month we got Nakama Con. We'll be bringing back the kind of defeat the Elite Eight or Final Four people again. So make sure you come out and try and beat us to win your share of Pokemon prizes at Nakama Con. More details to follow next episode. But let's go ahead and jump in. We got a trivia question we gotta do real quick. So are
Oh
you guys
boy.
ready for the fun trivia question?
I'm
LDF and
always
Parker, you guys
ready.
get to work together.
All right.
This is a question. I'm looking for two decks, and you have to get both to get it right. According to Limitless Online tournaments in the Stellar Crown format, only two decks have a win rate greater than 55% with a minimum of 100 games. What are those two decks?
50%. It's interesting because I might kind of know this because I do look at a lot of the online tournament results for like videos. So like I want to say I think I have my two decks. They're kind of diabolical, but I think I have my two decks picked.
I have a feeling that one of them is like Drago or something.
I
Maybe.
was not thinking of Drago, no.
Not Drago.
No.
Okay.
They're the two decks are kind of it's diabolical. Like it these are like it's cringe to be honest.
What are the two that you think?
The first one is Snorlax.
Was gonna say Pidgeot.
I was thinking Pidgeot too. Like it's tough because Pidgeot does really good, but I feel like I see Snorlax have more results than Pidgeot, but Control is definitely a good pick too. It could be one of the two, but I'm gonna go with Snorlax for my pick. Because it does
Yeah.
really good in the EU late nights and stuff.
That is true.
And most people in online tournaments do not know how to play against Snorlax properly, I think.
That too, yeah. I was gonna say, like, I know it's not Gardevoir.
Nah.
Okay. I mean, I'm cool. Locking in Lax is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. My other pick is also kind of cringe, though. I was also thinking Quad Thorns. Because, like, I've seen Thorns do really good in the past, like, week or two. It's, like, actually, like, legit right now. So I want to go with my other pick was Quad Thorns. Like, both these two decks, I feel like, are the picks for this.
That is true. I gotta think about like it's online and like you know the dad that goes to work and gets home at 7 p.m. kicks off his shoes and like logs on plays in these tournaments and like yeah he probably doesn't know how to optimally play against thorns or
Yeah,
whatever but like
exactly.
so yeah I could see that. I think like my guess would probably be Draco as the second one just but I think yeah I could see thorns.
You guys
I think we'll lock
you want to
that
come to a
in.
consensus, or you want to both have your two separate guesses?
I'm down for the two, because yeah, I'm locking in Thorns and Snorlax for my picks.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we can do those.
Parker, what are you're locking in with him, or you want to do your own?
I'll lock in with him.
Okay.
I think he
Okay.
studied the
Okay.
online results a bit more than I had.
All right. Well, Parker, sometimes you make great decisions. Sometimes you don't make great decisions.
Ooh, it's
This
good
is one of
video
those
game.
times where you made a great decision, Parker. Oh, yeah,
Okay.
I knew what he was talking about. Snorlax and Quad Thorns both have
Wow.
95% win
I
rate
knew
online
it.
tournaments right now on Stellar
I
Crown.
knew it. Yeah, because every time I do an online tournament video, like recently, and I just recorded one not too long ago, like Thorns and Snorlax are like almost always in top eight. And they're winning tournaments too. Yes, like Quad Thorns, like Cal won the recent late night with it. Like, I was like, it's gotta be Quad Thorns. Like, I see that deck in top eight so much and Snorlax. Like, I just remember seeing those decks in so many top eights when I'm recording. So I'm like, it's gotta be those two.
Wow, dang. I should have dug deeper for the trivia question. I was like, that was a good one. Well done, well done, well
What's the
done, well
bottom
done.
two?
Yeah,
The
well
bottom
done.
two.
Yeah, what's the
Yeah.
bottom two? All right, next up we'll jump into our tier list creator brought to you by Trainer Hill. So Trainer Hill, thank you for having an awesome tier list creator here.
I gotta start using that. I use the Tier List Maker website, but I've seen people use Trainer
I'm
Hill,
too
so I'll
lazy
try it
to
out.
make it, and like I know you've got time and I see the great things you do and your tier lists are awesome. I just ain't got time to go make it. So
That's
usually when you have
fair.
one out there, I'm like, all right, we'll use that one.
Yeah.
But I don't think I didn't search too hard for it today. Usually Maddox does that for us.
Yeah.
But since he wasn't here, we didn't get that done. But yeah, let's jump into it. So we got S, A, B, C, and D, pretty usual. Let's just jump straight into it. What decks are belong at the very bottom that are not good plays for Louisville? You guys throw out what your thoughts are.
On this tier list, the only deck I can think of is Cloth. But even then, I don't actually like every deck on this tier list, I don't think is a D tier
Is
deck.
yeah, I don't think there's truly like any of these decks are like a bad play.
Yeah, I could see any one of these decks make day two.
Yeah,
I
I
would
think
kind of.
of. Go ahead.
I was gonna say like Cloth is probably the worst
Yeah.
because like it's the biggest victim to matchup roulette, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts were kind of like, I don't know, Palkia Noctowl maybe it belongs down there as much as I love that deck. Like, and just because I tested it so hard and I know like how well it didn't do, that maybe that's where it belongs. Because Palkia Dusknoir is a little different, has a little more routes you can take. But Palkia Noctowl and even Turbo Moon, I don't know, because like you're not hitting that 230 number, right? So you're gonna be gouging against, Terapagos, and then you have to worry about Dusknoirs and stuff. So I don't know. Turbo Roaring Moon and Palkia feel pretty low to me, low plays. We'll put down all the stuff that we know is lower, and we'll find a home
Rengo,
for it.
not the Dingo. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I think Goldengo's a B tier deck. I think
I was
Goldengo
gonna
is
say
actually like a legit good deck. But
B2.
Beef is for sure.
I meant to grab a different deck. That was totally trolling.
No, you're good. You're good. No disrespect to the
Sorry, Abby. My bad.
dingo.
Okay, so I got these three cloth. Let's find the homes for these three. P cloth, Turbo Moon, and Palkia Noctowl. What do you guys think about these three?
So yeah, I mean, Turbo Moon is probably the worst turbo deck you can play right now. I think there's just more merit to playing Maridon and Bolt, but Turbo Moon isn't terrible. Like, it's probably C tier. Like, the only D tier deck is probably Klov, in all honesty. But I think Palkia Noctowl is also C tier. The thing I like about Palkia Noctowl is that it's still good. It has lines. You can do Prime Kettra Cologne with Noctowl.
Yep.
You have Area Zero, so you can do more damage. You're not as like relying on combos like Dusknoir is, because you can get the combos with Noctowl. You don't have to like draw into them all the time. But if I'm playing Palkia, I would probably rather just play the Dusknoir build. That's why I don't think Noctowl Palkia is as good, because I think it's
Yeah.
inferior to Palkia Dusknoir. But it's not a
Yeah.
bad deck either.
I agree with that. Parker, any adjustments to these three? You like them where they are?
I like them where they are. I
Okay.
do.
All right, let's jump into somewhat of the control category and let's get these out of the way. Iron Thorns. How
B
are we feeling
tier.
about Thorns?
Definitely B tier. My like Thorns is insane because it's beating like all these different decks that are like not really respecting it. Like Charizard is probably not playing Cologne. I've seen Drago cut Cologne recently. Palkia Dusknoir is like a close matchup. As long as you can take out the Froakie, the matchup is pretty free. Goldengo is a free matchup. Tropico's Dusknoir isn't bad thanks to Enhanced Hammer. Raging Bolt's decent. Like, it's legit. And obviously, Lugia is like an auto win if they're not playing Fluttermane, which I don't think they will be. So, Thorns, I think,
I
is.
think Bolt's a favored matchup.
Bolt's,
I
yeah,
think
Bolt's
like I
close.
think
Bolt's close.
I think I think Bolt is favored into the Thorns when played correctly.
Yeah, it is a very close matchup for sure. I think Thorns is legit B tier. This is the other deck I talked about. I would play to the tournament. It's a deck that I've had on my radar for a little bit. Because, like, it's a cringe deck to play, and it feels bad to play a deck like this to a major tournament. But like, it does feel like this deck actually is like a very powerful deck right now. It also just feels good to just auto win potentially one of the most popular decks in the room, Lugia.
Yeah, that has some merit for sure. Parker, what are your thoughts on Iron Thorns?
I agree with like everything you said. Like, I am not a fan of the deck. Like, I'm not going to play it to Louisville. So I'm only down to 18 decks that I could play now, but
LDF's up to 4 and you're down to
we're
18.
18.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's only getting bigger. But I think B is probably like where it would be. I think maybe not quite an A tier, and then like C tier is like a little too low, I think.
Okay.
I think it's a good play. I think Lugia is gonna be up in that top three spot, honestly. And
Yeah.
just to have a almost auto win against, a top three deck, pretty good to me.
Pretty good, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, moving on to Snorlax Stall. Parker, where do you think this one belongs?
This one's so hard. This is like.
Is it though? I mean, like what is it beating? Like when you're playing against a player that knows what they're doing, like what do they beat? Like, are they just beating Trapagos because there's not many switch cards there? And like you can just like shove Mimikyus and stuff? Like, I don't know what Snorlax beats.
Don't know. It's hard to say, but like.
It's interesting. It is, I think Snorlax's worst matchup right now out of the popular decks is probably Lugia or Palkia Dusknoir.
Right.
But I think you're beating almost everything else. Tropicos is also very close. Any deck with like a ton of Dusknoir is like difficult. But like Snorlax always has been okay into Raging Bolt. It's, good matchup against Charizard. It's Dragapult matchup also. It's kind of like Charizard where it's like probably pretty close to even. The Drago matchup can be close too. It
Yeah.
has a lot of close matchups, but it's not a bad deck. It just, you have to, like, the problem with Snorlax is like it's very, very simplistic of what it's trying to do compared
Right.
to like Pidgey control.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Always.
I think this probably just belongs in like B.
I was thinking B or C. Yeah.
I think B. I always tease my friend because he plays Snorlax a lot, and I'm like, all you do with that deck is play a supporter and instant charge. Sometimes you counter catcher, sometimes you pokey gear, but that's all you do with that deck for the most part. Yeah.
Draw.
The other thing with Snorlax, though, is nobody's gonna play. No one's respecting it right now, so it does have
True.
advantage.
True.
Yes.
I
Yeah.
will agree that Snorlax is in a good spot because people are disrespecting it. I just think you got some bad matchups toward the top. All right, last control deck, Pidgeot control. I think this deck is very good. I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna say this is an A. I think Pidgeot control in a good player's hands who knows what they're doing. I don't know what they lose to except for itself.
I agree. I think it's just basically like Snorlax. I think it's a B tier deck. I don't think Pidgeot control is insane right now. It's just because of like all the random matchups in the format right now. It also has a bad Lugia matchup too. I have seen some controllers play the Diancie, but I think that Lugia is still like a bad matchup. Your Trabagos matchup's also fairly close. It's a decent deck, but yeah, I would still call it a B tier deck in my opinion. It's okay. The other thing with Pidgeot though is everyone who usually plays Pidgeot control are like actually like they know like they're good at the deck. Like it's not a deck like a random player is gonna just pick up. I think you actually like have to be good at like the deck to play it. It's not like Raging Bolt or Charizard or Regidrago where like anyone can pick it up and do good with it. This is a deck you actually have to be good with. So you'll usually see the like good players, big names playing the control decks to success. So that does merit its warrant is that most of the good players will be on Pidgeot if that's what they're playing.
Parker, you're the deciding factor. We got 1A, 1B.
I agree. I think just versatility, like I don't really think it just straight up loses to anything. Like I guess I haven't played a single like Terrapagos game into it. Like yeah, you could probably, oh, I won second, they dust storm my Pidgey, knocked out my Rotom, and I can't do anything now. But like I think it's probably like A, or like if not A, like on the cusp of A.
All right, we'll put it in A for now. We'll put it in A for now, and we'll revisit it towards the end. All right, Elias' favorite deck,
Towards the end,
Goldengo.
the dingus.
I'll let you lead us off since you're Goldengo's strongest warrior right now.
Yeah, Goldengo, I think, is a B tier deck. The way I look at Goldengo is it's the second best Palkia deck you can play right now. It's basically a Palkia
Yeah,
deck
I agree with
with a
that.
draw engine that can attack and big do big numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Goldengo is pretty nuts. It has the ability to have a one prize board state before you do anything if you really wanted to. You don't have to put Palkia down right away, knowing that you'll give up the first two prizes. You can play Greninja and Cologne. You have a really good draw engine. You also have an insanely beefy Pokemon. Like Goldengo is surprisingly tanky in a lot of matchups. It's surprisingly pretty good. Its worst matchups, though, in my opinion, are going to be the Maridon's close now because of Raikou being able to one shot you. Before Maridon, I thought it was like very favored, but now that they have a way to one shot with Raikou, they can go amp Raikou for a game. But Goldengo, outside of maybe a bad Maridon matchup and a really bad Iron Thorns matchup, the Thorns matchup is like almost like unwinnable, in my opinion, anyways. Goldengo's like a decent pick for the tournament. I think that it's a solid play. It's a very fun deck to play too. It's not a deck that you really have to do a lot of thinking with, though you do have to do a little bit of sequencing with it. It's like fairly straightforward. You're just drawing a bunch of cards and just like spamming retrieval and stuff. It's a really fun deck. And
I
it
mean,
does have the power level of Palkia.
it
So
struggles in all the control decks, right? All three of them.
no, it's
No,
close.
because you can just put Goldengos on the field and then what?
Yeah,
Attack for one energy.
I played against the control deck at the cup I was at and I beat them. I thought it was an unwinnable matchup. I offered the ID knowing they were playing control before the match started. They didn't accept it. And I ended up winning the game anyways. I mean, they got a little lucky with like Finny Penny, but like at the end of the day, you can like Greninja their Mimikyu. You can Greninja the Pidgeys. You can basically, you just don't put like Bibarel and Fez down. You just have like, you go Goldengo, Palkia, Greninja. You basically are playing roulette with Eerie and Misfortune Sisters, though, because you've got to make sure you have to make sure they don't mill your Switch and Prime Catcher and your Canceling Cologne. If any of those three cards get milled, you're probably losing the game. But you have Turo in the deck. If you're playing Yellow's List with the Jamming Tower, you have an even better matchup into control. Snorlax is a bit harder to beat, but it's also not that bad. It's actually not that bad. Literally, as long as your Prime Catcher and Switch don't get milled, I actually think the matchup is like fine.
I'm
It's
saying, like, if
not that
Snorlax
bad.
benches three Mimikyus, like, bruh.
Now you just attack with Greninja. You have like unlimited energy, basically. As long as you're not milling your retrievals, you can
That's
just sit there
fair.
and attach to Greninja over and over again. And
That's fair.
you can use retrieval and Ultra Ball to discard Bibarel and Fez and your other Gimme Ghouls. You can even attack with the Gimme Ghoul if you really have to.
That's
It's
true.
actually not that bad. It's a
Okay.
closer
All
matchup.
right.
Yeah. Just
Okay.
yeah. No.
Parker, B tier? Higher? Lower?
It's weird because like there's a part of me that almost wants to put it higher just because like you can do single prize and then 2-2-2 your opponent.
Exactly.
But it's I don't know, like I've played it in the past. Like, consistency was a little bit of an
That's where I'm at
issue.
too, yeah.
So, like, I think B is like good.
Do we really think it's better than Turbo Roaring Moon though?
I do, yes,
It's
for
surprise. It's
sure.
really good. Like
Okay.
it, the fact that you can trade so evenly is insane. Like from what I've experienced with the deck so far, is that like against Regidrago, for example, you can like even though they have Radiant Charizard, you're like, oh, you just lose to Drago. They can just go Radzard twice. How do you beat that? Well, you do because you can just go 2-2-2. Like it's a very easy deck to go 2-2-2 with because of the amount
Yeah,
of draw
no,
you
I
have.
agree. Yeah.
And you can go 2-2-2 against one prize decks. You have the ability to use Greninja turn two, which is ridiculous. The
Yep.
deck is like, it's insane. I think it is
Okay.
legit a really good deck. Yeah.
All right, I'll leave it in B. We'll look at it in a little bit. See where we'll
Yeah.
see where we're at.
It's in the middle of B. If I had to classify where it is, it's like in the middle.
All right. Moving on. Everyone's favorite psychic Pokemon, Gardevoir. This deck is just like it's I feel like it's underrated. But it's underrated because it's got like a couple like super polarizing matchups in the format. And like Briar being a card now, like I feel like Terapagos is probably very favored. I've never played the matchup at all, but I would think Terapagos is very favored into Gardevoir. But are we putting it in C tier? I mean, obviously we don't think it's A or B, or sorry, S or A, but like, is it worse than the B tier decks?
Yeah, it's I personally wouldn't play it because it just gets blown up by all these like big like Dusknoir decks. Your Zard matchup is a lot harder now thanks to Briar and Dusknoir, and even your Dragapult matchup, which usually was fine beforehand, is actually like I think unfavored. I think Gardevoir has too many unfavored matchups right now. Drago's not a great matchup. Maridon's not a good matchup. Lugia's not a great matchup. It just feels like
What's
there's
a
so many
good
decks.
matchup?
You think so?
I said, what's a good matchup?
Oh, what's a good matchup?
If we're saying it's
Charizard,
got
if
all these bad matchups, does it belong in D?
no, it's not. It's still like a good deck, but like, you know, it's a deck that a good player can always do good with. It has still like comeback potential, but it
No,
definitely
definitely.
feels like a C tier deck, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would say I agree. Like, well, one make day two, yeah. But
100%.
it's off my radar. I've seen too many Ralts attached passes to
Wait, so
not
you're telling me
like
you're down to 17 now?
17. We're
Ooh,
at
hey,
17. It's dropping. It's dropping.
all right, moving on. Let's keep it going. Palkia Dusknoir. I
A.
like this deck.
Yeah,
Yeah,
this is an obvious A tier, in my opinion.
I
You
think
think
it's
it's
a good
A.
play for the tournament.
Yep,
I do.
I think it's gonna be very popular.
Really?
Yep, it's getting a lot of hype right now. The deck is like actually legit. It's very, very good. It literally can win the game in like it's like Terapagos, but like it's a little different, but it's very similar to Terapagos, except that you have like Greninja. Greninja EX and Radiant Greninja are both ridiculous in the deck. Radiant or Greninja EX specifically turns all your bad matchups into favors. It's crazy. Yeah, this deck is A tier. It's in my opinion, it's one of the most obvious A tier picks.
Wow. What do you think, Parker? You agree?
I agree. I mean, Palkia as a card is disgusting. Like, you're playing against the Area Zero deck. Boom, he's hitting for 1 million damage anyways. But just like being able to just destroy any like people that gotta put little guys on the board, you just go Dusknoir, Radiant Greninja, or Dusknoir, Greninja EX, and they're just like they're cooked. And then like you go Radiant or you go Greninja EX against Maridon, like it's definitely pretty crazy.
All
It's
right.
like I don't
I'm
know.
good with it. I think it's a good deck. Yeah, I'm good with it. All right, where do we want to go next? Let's go Charizard. Everyone's favorite Charizard. Are we dropping this down from A tier or are we putting in A tier? That's where we need to start.
I personally think it's a B tier deck right now. It's still good, but I don't think it's the best play for the tournament by far. It's not the best play for the tournament. It's still good, but I don't think it's I can't personally see myself calling it an A tier deck right now
What
because
answers can Charizard do for the Bouffalants?
not
Does it
much.
have anything?
Yeah,
The best you
Dusknoir,
can
one of
do
the
is Dusknoir them,
Bouffalants. Oh, you
yeah.
got a Dusknoir, one of them. Okay.
But even then, like it's yeah, and the issue with Charizard is like you're going first, you're not gonna get a great turn two, And if you go second, you're probably just gonna have all your Charmanders get completely like board wiped. That's my issue with Charizard right now. It's still a legit good deck. I think it's still like a very good B tier deck, but I don't think that the deck is as good as it was like going into like Dormant or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like 8.5. It's like
Okay, it's
double
like 8.5.
A.
Okay, we'll put it over here. Okay.
Yeah, the other issue too, like the only good matchup it truly has right now, I feel like, is literally just Raging Bolt and like Maridon. Everything else is
Yeah.
pretty unwinnable to like unfavored.
I mean, I think maybe it could beat Cloth, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
You have a
okay, yeah, it's
good
a
you
good
might have a good Cloth matchup,
Oh
maybe.
wait, don't they have the Electrode that like one shots you or
Yeah,
something?
but
Yeah,
we have
they go
Rizard.
Electrode. They go Electrode glasses.
Oh
Yeah, I don't
my
know.
God.
Charizard's cool, but like you're losing to all these decks like Dragapult, Regidrago, Lugia, Tropicos, Palkia. Like, I mean, you're taking bad matchups into like most of the big decks. Like, that just don't feel good at all, in my opinion.
All right. Moving on. We got two Terapagos decks. Let's jump into both of them. First off, Parker, what do you think is the better Terapagos deck? Dusknoir or Pidgeot? Well, I mean, obviously Pidgeot does play Dusknoirs too, right? But I think this
Yeah.
is let's just remove this, right? I mean, everyone's playing Pidgeot now, right?
Yeah, it's basically the
For
same
the
list.
most part, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't are playing like four Noctowls and like
Yeah, I think we can remove that. Let's just call it
yeah.
Terapagos Pidgeot.
Yeah.
All right, LDF, you referred to it earlier. You said no S tier deck.
It's definitely A tier though, for sure though. Yeah, it's gonna be very popular this tournament. Tord, I think, really helped hype the deck up. All these master classes I've seen online. Yeah, it's an easy A tier pick. Definitely one of the top plays for the tournament. Very popular deck. Yeah.
Why do we think this deck isn't S tier?
I just don't think it's been like optimized yet. I also don't think that it doesn't feel like the meta due to like the whole like coin flip RNG of the format right now. I just don't think any deck can be S tier because there's no deck in the format that can ultimately just win the game because of a coin. Like the coin flip just decides too much. Like Tropicos goes second, probably losing the game. If it goes first, you're probably winning the game. It's just like you
Like,
can't really
just put
call a
a
deck S
judge and you
tier.
go, it's fine, right? You just do like Massage and just play judge going second, right?
Yeah, you could. But nah, I don't know. I think Tropicos is just A tier. Yeah, there really just can't be an S tier deck right now just due to how the format is, but it is an A tier deck nonetheless. It's probably debatably the best deck in the format, besides maybe Lugia.
Yeah.
What do you think, Parker? You think it's S tier or A tier?
It's hard to say. Like I would say truly I haven't played enough games with it, but like every game I've played with it, like one almost, but I am like lower on the ladder. Although it has me playing as Masters players every game.
Yeah,
And
it's
on the
live for you.
Greatmaul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it is crazy. It's like consistent. I mean, I think that's why it's gonna be my top pick going in. There's a bit of skill expression in it. Like, I think that like you could argue for S. I think maybe the most S-ish tier deck is probably Lugia to me, but I
I
will
mean, like, if Lugia
probably
goes first,
not.
they can Iron Hands, right? Like,
Yeah.
that's what
That's
makes
but
it.
that the thing that I think holds Lugia back though is it's Lugia. You get those
Just
Lugia
the,
hands.
yeah, you start Chinchino or Minchino and like one aroma, and then you hit heads on the aroma, and you have to like, well, Chinchino pass, like attach. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah.
How's the Drago
Lugia.
Terapagos matchup?
The who?
Regidrago and the Terapagos. Who's favored there?
Whoever goes first.
That's it?
Yeah, it's a coin flip matchup.
Gone.
Drago's a V-Star deck, right? So we'll
Yeah.
just go double Dusknoir, Tropicos Countercatcher, knockout
Ugh.
Regidrago V, and you won't
Gross.
have a Drago V on the board, and then you lose.
Gross.
It's a coin flip matchup. Same thing with Palkia and Drago, Palkia and Tropicos. It's just 50-50s across the board. It's just coin flip matchups. Whoever attacks first wins.
Wow.
For the most
All
part,
right.
yeah. It's like
Okay,
that is
so
pretty
we got
much.
five decks left on the board. Let's go to Maridon next. Where do we think Maridon falls?
In my opinion, I think it's a solid B tier deck. It's fast. It goes second. It's pretty good into like Palkia and Tropicos because you can either go Iron Hands or you can go Maraidon, Raikou for a 2-prize KO in most matchups. So if you're against Tropicos, they try to not put a Tropicos down right away. You just go Iron Hands,
Right.
initiate the 2-prize trade. They can still like double Duskew or whatever, which is kind of annoying, but it doesn't feel terrible when you put on all this aggression early. Palkia is like fine. They have the Greninja EX, which is a little scary, but if you can amp the Froakie turn one, usually you're chilling.
Right. Yeah, you gotta amp the Froakie. Yeah. What do you think, Parker? Where do you think Maraidon lies?
It's like I don't want to put it in A because like the Zard matchup's rough,
Yeah.
blah 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 blah. But it does have the potential to go super far, and plus people are gonna be handing you Area Zeros on a silver platter for your Raikou to just smack them with. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could creep up in the A, depending on.
Yeah.
I know.
I
I
mean, I
think I
think
know
if there
what.
was ever a time for Maraidon to be like the play, like this is the tournament where like it's the play. And I've been a big Maraidon hater on this podcast for a very long time because Sado's just better than Generator. It's more consistent. Yes, it's harder to find and things happen, but I mean, if Charizard is down, Maraidon is up. That's just kind of like how Maraidon goes. And I think it has a good. I think it's the best turbo deck there is. I don't. And I think.
I think it's close. It's a tie between Maraidon. I think Raging Bolt is maybe better, but it's close.
I don't know because like
Me
Bolt,
personally.
Bolt. So Bolt's also losing to Zard, right? Like I don't think just because you have this guy, like you're beating Zard, right? So, but Bolt's not beating Terapagos, and Maraidon is.
I
Right?
guess.
Like, so I think Maraidon's the best turbo deck there is.
I think Bolt, you got lines. If you play the Bravery Charms and you just charm your Ogre Pawns and you take advantage of their Area Zero and replace it, and, get rid of your Squawk, I think from there it's really hard for the
That's fair.
Tropicos deck to win. But I guess the lists that don't play charms or that stuff, we'll just have to see, honestly.
I mean, I just feel like because like you're always benching Greninja, so they can always go like hit into you plus Dusclops KO, and then next turn Dusknoir Briar and like just take a 4-prize turn. Because you can't charm all three things, right? You can't charm both Ogre Ponds and Greninja. I don't know. I found the matchup to be extremely unfavored for Bolt. But I'm okay with putting Maraidon in B tier. I don't know if I can sit here and say Bolt goes in A and Maraidon goes in B.
That's
Well,
fair,
I
yeah.
can.
No, I'm just
Because I just
kidding.
think Bolt is not better than Maraidon in the current meta. Like the meta that's going on and what's happening around it.
Yeah, I
Like
mean, Mirai.
Maraidon can force these Dusknoir decks to not be able to Dusknoir.
Yes, it can. And then but you could also, play two generators and hit one energy off of
Sure.
them
Sure, but you
and
can also
stuff, which
draw
is
50 cards and miss the Sada, right? Like that's just turbo deck too,
It's
right?
just
But like,
it's weird. I think Bolt's a bit more consistent than Maraidon at taking knockouts every turn, but Maraidon has the ability to use amp and stuff, which is pretty good.
what do you think? Where's Bolt going? Is
I
it
kind of
going
want to say
with
it's
Maraidon or above?
I mean, I guess with it, I think it's better than Maraidon, but I don't know if you can call Bolt an A tier deck. Every time it does well or it's popular, underperforms in the second day, or it flops day two.
Yeah.
Like its
Right.
conversion rate is awful.
Well, I think the deck somewhat carries a little bit. Not saying people that play it are bad or anything, but it's like so straightforward, and you just, Teal Dance, Sada attach, knockout, next turn, Teal Dance, Sada attach, counter catch or prime catcher. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like it, I think it's A personally. Because my hole is clenched every time I play against it, but no matter who's playing it, honestly, but and it has the tools technically to beat anything, but I don't know. I think it has a slight edge against Maraidon.
All right, guys, we gotta do something here. We gotta create a new deck called
Boy,
Coin Flip.
yep.
Um,
That
what's
is
our
S tier.
what's our
Seismitoad.
Seismitoad?
Seismitoad. I mean, Goldango, it's a coin Pokemon, but it's
I
already on
did.
the
It
tier list.
actually
It's
is.
already on
Oh,
the
that's
list.
true. That's
I can't
true.
do that,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
There we go.
Seismitoad. S tier.
Yep.
100% of the meta
Is it gonna let me do
prediction.
this? No. Is it gonna? Oh, it will.
Oh.
Okay.
551%
Cool.
Palkia.
All right, we're definitely doing that. That's funny.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
So those of you listening on the podcast platforms, we just put coin flip in S tier because it's the only S tier deck there is.
Pretty
Yeah.
much.
One thing I will say probably about the next deck you're gonna drag up is like if it's Polt, I think has a good Maridon matchup if you don't get turn one hands, but a bad Raging Bolt matchup, no matter what happens.
True, true. That's fair. Yeah, so
So
let's you alluded to it, Dragapult Pidgeot. We just saw it get, dominate Lima this weekend. It won its last tournament that it was out, its last major, in Dortmund. So is this A tier deck? Dragapult Pidgeot?
I think the Dragapult non-Pidgeot build is A tier,
Yeah.
but Dragapult in general, it's solid. Like I think it's A tier. It's actually pretty good into it's actually pretty good into like Palkia and Tropigos. It's not that bad at all. And it beats Charizard. It can beat the big turbo decks. The only one, well, Raging Bolt is unfavored, but you can put Rhydazard back in the deck if you want to make that matchup a bit better.
No, I did it again.
Oh, what happened?
Oh
Oh,
it's
no.
because you change. If I when I change the thing here, this
It
happened
just
last
adds
time we
it,
were.
yeah.
This it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll just like click the ones that aren't already on the tier list.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
trying to find. I'm trying to put this guy on the list. Oh no! Okay,
Where'd he go?
I'll clean this up later and send this to Trainer Hill. I know he saw this exact thing happen last time we did this. And yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
You what? All
I can't even
right.
drag the things anymore.
You what?
Okay, Dragapult
Crazy.
Pidgeot is going into A tier.
Yeah.
And
Dragapult in
then we
general,
had
yeah.
Lugia and something
Ray, I
left.
think it was
Drago.
Lugia and Drago were the only
Lugia and
ones left.
Drago, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so goodness gracious. Okay. All right, Lugia. Where's Lugia fallen?
A tier for sure. It's
Yeah,
gonna be
A.
extremely popular. It's arguably gonna be the most played deck. There's a good chance it's the most played deck in the tournament, day one.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd call it A tier for sure.
I'm on that same boat, although I think Bolt will probably be the most played, just a little.
It's a toss-up. I think Lugia overall is like a deck that it'll win more games because you actually like do stuff where like Raging Bolt usually wins games because you get lucky or like you just like donk your opponent. So it depends really on whether or not people want to choose agency over just turbo like Raging Bolt, KO the active and see where it
Rawr,
goes from there. Yeah, because Lugia you do have agency over like the game once you set up. It does have that issue where if it doesn't set up, if Lugia consistently got turn two Archeops out, I think it would be S tier, but because it has inconsistencies, it's probably A tier. It's probably behind Terapagos.
Okay. Yep.
I think,
I'm
yeah.
following with that. What about
I think that's a coin flip matchup, if any.
Yeah, it's a very big
Biggest
coin flip
one. A coin
matchup,
flip if
yeah.
you go first and a coin flip if you set up, right?
Yeah,
That
exactly.
too, yeah.
Okay, so last up is Regidrago V-Star. Where do we see Regidrago V-Star?
That's interesting. I don't know if it's A tier anymore. I know some big players are on it in Dortmund, but I don't know if I can call the deck A tier right now. A lot of it's good matchups like Charizard, Gardevoir. They're falling off, and that's not good for Regidrago. It's not a terrible deck though, and it's just the coin flip meta, man. Like you're just playing against these other decks that want to go first when Drago always wanted to go first. It feels pretty bad. It's like fine, if you like playing Drago, play it. I think it's B tier. Right now, it's B tier. Maybe top of B tier, but it's B tier for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's, I can't really call a deck an A tier deck right now. It's not just in the right spot for it to be A tier. It's good matchups are starting to get less popular, and it's 50-50s are more popular. You're not taking those like good matchups across the board.
Yeah. So like bad matchup into Lugia, bad matchup into Bolts. Like although winnable, like very, very hard. You have to
It's,
play
yeah.
like out of your mind and they just have to exist kind of.
Yeah, you need to get lucky.
Yeah.
You need to use Radzard. It's not unwinnable for sure, but it is very like close. Yeah. Like if Bolt's gonna be popular, it's not good for the deck either. And again, you're just taking these 50-50s to Tropgos and Palkia, where it's like it's whoever goes first. Like, I don't know. If I was to play a deck that wants to play the game on a coin flip, I would maybe consider like Tropgos or Palkia or Lugia over Drago. Drago's also like not always getting turned to attack anyways. At least with Tropgos and Palkia, usually you're
Yeah.
attacking turn two. Drago is not always doing that. A lot of the time you have to waste Legacy Star just to find an energy switch, which feels really bad.
I definitely did not attack turn two a lot of my games in Baltimore, so.
Yeah, so that's our tier list. Give me 2 seconds. I've cleaned it up a little bit.
Six, six.
So that
Second one.
well, so that we can add the meta predictions. Problem is, I did it one time and I forgot Goldango, so I gotta go back and do this again. Dang it. Not the Dingus. I always forget the
That
Dingus.
dingus, bro.
How could you?
I don't know,
Exactly.
man. You know, it's just not a good deck. It's just
Yes,
too
it is.
it's just way too inconsistent for me. That's the problem.
You know what needs to happen? It needs to be four Ultra Ball, four Poffin, four Capturing Aroma, and the rest of the deck's just
Well,
energies.
yeah, and I just hate that like they don't play many like Ultra Balls, so they just have to
Yeah.
find it. And like I know that like you draw a lot of cards and you do just find it sometimes, but I don't know. It just scares me. So give me 2 seconds. I'm almost done here.
No worries.
Gotta put the coin flip back in. I'm gonna get this fixed with Trainer Hill. I remember this happened last time too.
Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Six, what did I miss? Can't where are we gonna take? No, that's there. Think this is everything. Okay. We just fill it out real quick, and then we'll get back to this. Dusknoir goes here, Pidgeot goes here, Palkia, Dusknoir goes here. We said Lugia was A. We said Drago was B, is that what I heard?
Yeah, I chose B and A for Lugia, B for Drago.
Okay. Sorry about this, those of you listening to the podcast. This is not that great. That's my bad. I forgot. I
Ooh.
know, right?
Ooh.
Boo. All right, Palkia Noctowl goes there, Turbo Moon, and the Dawn. Okay, we got it. Yeah, we got it. On the fourth try, we won. Okay, share screen. Going back to this guy. I think. All right. Okay, so this is our meta chart, our meta breakdown chart, our coin flips at 100% meta. So let's jump through and break down what we think. What's the most popular deck in the room, gentlemen?
I think it's Bolt.
I'm gonna go
Bolt.
Lugia.
Bolt and Lugia. Okay. How do
Eric's
I feel
the
about
tiebreaker.
that? It's hard to not say Lugia, right? Like Rahul doing so well with it. Like 3 times in a row now. Like that has to catch on with a lot of players.
Yeah, exactly. And it won Joinville. Like it Lugia almost won both tournaments. Like
Yeah.
it's also one of the only decks that like kind of can keep up with most of like the big like Dusknoir decks. Also, Lugia is a deck like compared like Raging Bolt is popular. I think it's definitely gonna be at least second most played, if not, first, right? But Raging Bolt is always memed on for just being like a bad deck that like only wins games because your opponent like bricks or you go second, you get like really lucky coin flips where Lugia at least has agency. A good player can go far Lugia because there is actually more skill and lines involved than just like Raging Bolt, Go Burr, Sada, Pokemon Catcher, Prime Catcher type stuff.
Yeah.
Which is
Yeah,
maybe more attractive.
I can get behind Lugia being up there. I don't know if it's be the most play. That's so hard to say.
I really do think it's a good time to play Lugia. I think it might actually be most played deck.
All
That's my take anyways.
well, let's put some numbers on this. Let's just say Lugia is number one and we'll put Bolt a little bit behind it. I don't think Lugia's ever passing 20%.
No. Unless we're in Silver Tempest meta, this we are
So I
long
really
past
think
that.
like 15%, like somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Like 16, 15-ish.
Nah, I was gonna go with like 14, 12%, but 16, yeah, that might be just be more accurate actually.
Because I don't know if like the most popular deck in the room is going to be less than 15. That's kind of where I'm at, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of variety right now,
There
which
is a lot of variety. I would agree with that.
I mean 15 is probably okay for Lugia then.
Well, let's just
Yeah.
do 16 and 15. How about that?
Yeah, that's
We'll
fine.
go with that. All right, third most popular. I think it's Tropicos here,
Yeah, I
honestly.
was Tropicos
It's either
100%.
Tropicos or Dragapult, right? Like one of the
Yeah, I think Tropicos has a better
two.
chance of being more popular just because of all the hype big players have been given the deck. With the Masterclass and stuff, very good chance it ends up being like 13%.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was in my head was two. Parker, are you good with 13% Tropicos?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so do we think Dragapult next, or people are still playing Zard?
I do think it's gonna be Zard.
I do too, because like it's just like what people know.
Yeah, people like Charizard. It's also like people's first tournament, and there's like Charizard's good. Okay, let me play Charizard. It's still probably gonna be at least 10%.
Yeah, I think I'm comfortable like saying 10.
Yeah, even though I don't think the deck is like the best deck for the tournament, and I think that a lot of players who play it, who probably don't, practice much with the deck, are probably just gonna get absolutely just farmed. But it's gonna be popular just because it's Charizard. Like that alone makes it popular, even though I don't think it's like that good.
Yeah. All right, so next up we need to find the last two decks on the first page. Parker, what do you think the last two decks on the first page of the graphic will be?
Last two decks on the first page. Let's go. Are they gonna jam Palkia together or
They probably
actually
will.
they
It'll
probably will. Yeah.
Yeah, good chance the last two decks are like Palkia and Dragapult. Probably
Dragapult, yeah.
Dragapult then Palkia.
We think Drago's not making the top six.
I mean that's the thing. Like, I was like, it's got to be Dragapult, it's got to be Drago, Dragapult or Palkia. One of
Right.
those
It's one of those three has to be off, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think Drago stocks are just down right now. That's my issue.
I think it goes Dragapult, and then if they jam them together, Palkia, but if not, then Drago.
It'll probably get jammed together for Palkia. That makes Palkia probably more popular. So I think you have to give it to Palkia, to be honest.
Yeah, for the board, but for here, maybe we put the percentage higher for Regidrago by itself.
Yeah.
So Dragapult, what, 9?
Yeah, 9%.
And
Yeah,
then
seems like it.
Drago, like 8?
Yeah, and Palkia would probably be closer to 10%
Total.
combined.
Combined,
Yeah.
yeah. So 7 here and 3 here. Yeah. Okay, so next we're getting into some of the control variants. I think these are going to be all pretty low.
Yeah, that's the other thing too with these decks is like they're not that popular. There's a good chance you can go through the entire tournament without seeing one.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put all the control decks at 3%.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, very, very. Thorns has a better shot of being like 5%, to be honest. Like
Yeah.
I think Thorns could be a 5 to 6% meta share though.
I do too, like 4.5.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, I can't see like Thorns is like a legit deck that I think actually people will like consider for the tournament.
Turbo Moon 4.
I could see Turbo Moon being lower than 4. It's just I don't see the hype for it right now, right? Probably
Think
like
so?
2%. Yeah. I think Turbo Moon will see as much play as Snorlax. Like 2% of the meta.
Or everything Gardevoir is gonna land.
2%. Gardevoir, I mean, okay, maybe
That
3%. And
low?
maybe I don't want to be that mean. 3%, yeah. Dude,
No. There are people that
no
just
one's
love
playing
playing
Gardevoir right
Gardevoir.
now. It's
You
just
think
not a
more
good
people are
time.
playing Thorns than Gardevoir?
Yep,
Yes, actually.
100%, 100%.
I think so.
Because Lugia's stock is so high right now, it's just so good for Thorns. There's n
Yikes.
yeah. Gardevoir,
Okay.
Gardevoir, like who's playing Gardevoir right now? It's just getting farmed by all these like Dusknoir decks. I just can't see it.
Listen, our last guest, Henry Chow, would beg to differ.
Yeah, but I mean, he cooked up a completely different list though than like the Devo Mimikyu stuff. But yeah, I can't see Gardevoir being any higher than like a 3% meta deck. It's
Right. Okay.
just not a good time to play it.
All right. So, last two up, we got Maridon and Goldango. Where do those land as far as meta percentage?
Maridon has a chance of being around 5%. Goldango, 5%.
I
I
don't
can
think
see him seeing
Goldango's
the
that
same
high,
play
right?
rate.
I think Maridon's slightly higher than Dango.
Yeah, I
Okay,
would say like maybe like 7 and 5 is kind of what I was thinking.
yeah,
Maybe
that's
it's
fair.
even
Yeah,
more
yeah.
high,
That's
but
seven
yeah.
five is actually pretty
We'll
accurate.
do 6, 5, and then 5 just to.
Yeah, that's probably more fair, actually.
Okay. All right.
210%.
200. Wait, why are we 10% over?
Is it the
Because we're
coin
too
flip deck?
generous with our numbers. Oh boy. We can't do math here. This is too high, guys. We gotta lower some
Is it
stuff.
because there's 2.5, that's why.
Is that why?
It probably, yeah, I would imagine it's because of the 2.5 things you have.
No.
No?
No,
Huh.
it's a 0.5.
The heck? I can't
Yeah,
math either then, apparently. What the heck?
it's a whole 10%.
And we gotta find room for another category. Are we gonna get rid of some percentages somewhere, guys?
Oof.
Dango down to 4. Terrapa goes down 1%. Helk Dusk Gnor down 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drago down, Charizard down.
Charizard should probably well, I mean 9%. Yeah, 9% sounds fine.
That's 100 right there.
Yeah.
So then we gotta get rid of like another 5% for like the other.
Well, Cloth goes in other. Turbo Moon probably goes in other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just leave these percentages for like other. Yeah, that's fair.
Palkia Noctowl probably goes down a few percents.
Yeah, 2.5.
let's just leave these in the other category and leave that 6% for other.
Yeah, that's
I'm
more fair in
okay
my
with
opinion.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that works. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's put our 100 back here because that makes sense.
194%.
Okay, this is our tier list. Are we good with this?
Yeah, I think that works. Yep.
Yeah.
I like it.
All
It's
right.
decent.
Let's book it. All right. Let's start to wrap up the episode. We got some meta prediction questions for us to run through. Are you guys ready? All right. LDF, you kick it off. What deck below A tier has a chance to make the
Got
top eight?
heels. Deck below A tier, making top
So you've
eight.
got like Goldengo, Maridon, Charizard, Drago, Bolt, Snorlax, and Thorns in B tier.
I'm gonna go with Thorns or Maridon.
Thorns or Maridon?
Yeah, fast yellow decks that like auto win seems pretty good.
Thorns or Maridon, I like it. What about you, Parker?
I'm gonna go with Lax.
You.
Look, man, like
There's a shot. Yeah.
someone's gonna like Lax or Zard.
Okay. All right. Next question, Parker, you first. What's the best version of control? Snorlax, Thorns, or Pidgeot control?
I think Pidgeot, personally.
What will have the best finish?
I just said Lax would make top eight.
True, true.
But I don't know. Like, I think someone really good with Pidgeot will take it there. Like
Okay.
maybe not win, but I think that's the highest placing.
LDF, what same question?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Snorlax.
For both? Best deck and best finish? Okay. All right, next up, LDF, you kick it off. Most popular ace spec in top eight.
Most popular ace spec is gonna be Prime Catcher.
Parker?
I have almost no doubt in my mind that it'll be Prime Catcher.
Nah. Secret box. Bruh.
Imagine.
Brother.
We love secret box around here.
How'd that go for you last time?
Hey, it won.
Did it?
Didn't it win a
True.
tournament recently or whatever?
Yeah, I won Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it
Yeah.
did.
Yeah.
But all the A tier decks, apart from Lugia and Dragapult, are on Prime, so I gotta give it to
Nah.
Prime.
Nah. Dragapult's playing Crystal.
Yeah, I don't know if Dragapult can make top eight though, or I think it will, but
I
I think
think
it'll still be Prime Catcher. There's a better chance of multiple Tropicos being in top eight than multiple Dragapult.
it. All right. Parker, what's the most underrated deck in the format?
Lost Box with Okie
Woo!
Dokie in it.
Lost
Ironically,
Dogs.
my answer was also going to be Lost Box
We
without
didn't talk about it at
Okie
all, right? Like, it's
Yeah.
nowhere.
It's a C tier deck by in my opinion, but I think Lost Box is like if you want to play it, it's not a bad time.
You know something wild I was thinking about today? that like all the Tropicoses are playing Colress Tenacity now. Do you ever, if you're not playing Tropicos, or even if you are playing Tropicos, do you ever play a one of Kyurem for the mirror or for whatever, right? Like, do you ever do that?
I actually don't hate that. What the heck? That's actually kind of smart.
I was cooking this earlier and I didn't think about it. I'd say it at the time because it wasn't like a good time to say it, but.
It depends if they play it though, because like it could be a dead card most of the time. But if they know you play it, it's awkward. But it does force them to play differently though. They can't just immediately go for the Colress to guarantee the pop off turn, knowing that you have a Kyurem.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Bro's
What the te
cooking.
what the test at the Airbnb?
Yes, sir. But then you
Down.
also have to play Cologne.
No, but Tropicos doesn't play Manaphy.
Yes, they do.
No, I don't
Yeah,
think
they
they
just play
do.
the
Well, Grant
Buffalots.
Manley played Manaphy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
and what
everyone's
happened
gonna
against
net deck
Brass? No,
Tord.
just kidding.
Everyone's net decking Tord and Kieran's lists. They're not gonna
Okay.
play. They're not gonna play Manaphy.
All right,
There's a low
so
chance the Duskull decks play Manaphy this weekend.
Parker said Lost Box. So is your deck Lost Box 2 LDF most underrated?
Yeah, I have it for turbo, like Thorns, Bear, Hands pile. Probably pretty solid. Yellow is pretty good right now. The deck also Lost Box has Sableye. Sableye is really good right now. Greninja is also really good. The deck gets the ability to use Greninja really quickly, which is a very big positive about playing the deck. Kind of like how Palkia gets to abuse Greninja, so does Lost Box. You just have to pick out what attackers are best right now. Personally, if I'm playing Lost Box, I'm playing hands with either Raikou or Thorns, and then maybe I'm playing like a Spirit Tomb in the deck or a double Manaphy. Or I'm also playing something like a I'm not playing Roy Moon. Maybe double Sableye.
Yeah.
Sableye is just insane right now.
Sableye is
More
pretty good right now.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I don't know. Like I'm scared of the Duskanors and stuff, but they are giving up a one prize for a one prize kind of thing.
It's not that bad. Also, like what I find, like if you're playing against a Duskner deck, if you get turn two ninja, you can take out the Duskulls, or you can get a fast Sableye off, and then you can Sableye the Duskulls, because all the Duskulls have 6 HP. That's my logic. It's actually not that bad. If Lost Box pops off, if it bricks, okay, you're gonna get farmed. But any deck get farmed if you brick against Duskner. That's my logic. So
Yeah,
like,
basically, yeah.
yeah, if you get to pop off and get turn two two prizes with Greninja or Sableye, you're probably chilling. I just think
Yeah.
you have to. I think the only good way to play the deck right now is with like the Hedrick style of like
Turbo.
Pokestop, heavy
Yeah.
vacuum,
Yeah.
hands, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty interesting. All right, so last question and we'll jump off. Parker, we're gonna let you go first on this one. What deck wins the Louisville Regional Championships?
X Dusknoir deck.
Nope,
I don't.
can't. Nope, wrong. Can't do that. Hello, everyone. Sorry to bother you during the podcast, but while we wait on Parker to decide on what deck's gonna win the Louisville Championships, I just want to say thank you for listening to our podcast. Please press the subscribe button below on YouTube. Also, Maddox is very sorry he couldn't be here this week, but he's left a special message for you, and I'll play that now.
Hey everyone, bummed I couldn't be there this week, but big shout out to LDF and Eric and Parker for holding down without me. Ready for y'all to go and have a great time at Louisville. I will see you all there. Ready for y'all to do well. Did want to send you a little bit of my takes on the Louisville meta along with the rest of the guys. So first off, the decks that I'm looking to beat are for sure Dragapult. Again, just one in Dortmund. Very solid list now. People are going to be bringing it, as well as Lugia. Remains to be very good. And Raging Bolt, everyone's favorite deck to play. So be ready for those decks. And also, if you've not played a game against the Turtles and Terapagos EX, you better, because the deck is good. And if you're not ready for it, it will run you over. Going into some of the questions the guys had, what deck below A tier is the best chance to make top 8? Listen, I'm a believer in the people. Top 4 in Joinville, top 16 in Lima, People's Champion is going to make a top 8 in North America. Give me Clough, because that'd be awesome, right? Best version of Control. Control archetypes are in a tough spot just with so much Duskanor and how fast the format is. I think the deck that holds up the best of the Control archetypes into the meta right now is Iron Thorns, just because it can hold up with those slow decks, sorry, the fast decks, and at the same time, it doesn't fall over to Duskanor too easily. Most popular ace spec. Listen, Prime Catcher is just way too good right now, and like every single deck is playing it. So I think Prime Catcher, without a doubt, is going to be the most popular ace spec in top 8. Most underrated deck in the meta. So somehow Lugia is still underrated despite being around forever, being very, very good, and people doing very, very well with it. I think people are not going to be playing their temples or e-hammers, so if you're listening to this, play temple, play e-hammer. I know that I will. Another honorable mention here is that Regidrago's kind of fallen off in performance a little bit, but is still a very, very good deck. Which leads me to what deck wins. I really want to say Regidrago. I've been enjoying it for a while, but I don't know if it quite makes it. And it's probably because there's a Lugia kicking around in top 8. Either Rahul Reddy continuing his tear or Rahul Reddy copycat also playing Lugia. Give me Lugia as the Louisville Regional Champion.
Okay, that was Maddox's thoughts on the Louisville Regional Championships. Thank you, Maddox, for doing that for us. Now, back to Parker's decision.
You know what? Lugia. Lugia's fucking with
Lugia? Wait, is it Rahul?
True.
I don't know.
Could be.
Could be.
LDF, what is your pick?
I think Tropigos has a good shot. It's finally maybe time for Tropigos to take home a dub.
I guess that's not a regional,
but it is a major. I am going to say that Regidrago V-Star takes it home.
Okay. The underdog.
People are sleeping on it. I think that would be my most underrated deck right now. People are sleeping on it. It's still very, very good. You go second, you know, there is some scary stuff to go second against, but it's fine. Coin flip. You just win the coin flip and you move on.
Yeah, good try.
Yeah.
I remember that was my logic playing Trevenant at Fort Wayne, and I went 1-for-9 on coin flips.
Brutal.
True.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Beach Court Podcast. LDF, thank you so much for coming on to the Place of Maddox. We couldn't have done it without
you. Thanks for having me. Yep.
Yeah, you got any shout-outs for any of your sponsors or anyone you want to throw out or your coaching or whatever before you go?
Yeah, shout-out to Card Cavern and TC Evolutions. If you get anything over at those sites, use code LDF.
Save you 10%?
Yeah, 5% at Card Cavern, and I forget the TC Evolution amount. Still fresh, okay. But...
Still fresh, 5%.
True.
Yeah, check him out on YouTube. He'll be subscribe to him. Subscribe here. He'll be back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll see you in Louisville. That's the hope.
Steph.
I know Parker is going to see you at some point, so he's driving for sure, but we're still figuring it out with the flight.
Hopefully y'all can make it. We'll see how it all goes. We'll find a way.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and catch you in 2 weeks.
Yep. See you.